Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
We've got magnificent weather.
I love the people. Beautiful place.
Everything's good.
Streaming now at abc.net.au/Brisbane.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The further we move in time from the Great War, the more likely it is that we may lose some of the stories of the courageous men and women of that time. Fort Lytton National Park is a living reminder to our military history, and its Ranger Daly Donnelly doesn't just keep it alive by keeping the ground and buildings up to scratch. He goes well above and beyond. You'll find out how in a few moments. Hello, Daly.
Hello.
Daly, where is Fort Lytton National Park?
All right, Fort Lytton National Park is on the south bank of the Brisbane River, just before the port of Brisbane. Yeah.
What can I see there in terms of man-made structures?
Well, there's the remains of the fortifications that were built in the 1880s. There's a few Second World War structures still standing. And there's quite a fair part of Lytton Quarantine Station, which is also part of the National Park.
Tell me more about the quarantine station.
All right, the quarantine station was built in the First World War, and when the Spanish flu broke out in 1919, it was log-jammed with people, and it's one of its most interesting phases of history. And the quarantine station lasted right through to the 1980s, but human quarantining stopped when aeroplanes became the mode of transport.
Ranger Daly Donnelly is my guest. We're talking about Fort Lytton National Park. What about the natural features of the park, Daly?
Well, it's a man-made landscape, so we maintain paddocks and fields and gardens and things. So it's quite different to your average national park.
What do you love most about it?
The park itself is great. I'm looking out at the river right now. It's gorgeous. We're in the middle of an industrial area, but when you're here in the park, you feel like you've gone back in time.
Take me back in time. What does it mean, or what is its reference to military history here in Queensland?
It's really important. It was built as the main defence for the capital of colonial Queensland back in the 1880s. It became the main training ground for Queensland soldiers. Now, most of Queensland soldiers were not professional, they were militias, they were volunteers. And Queensland has this really wonderful history of a volunteer movement, which really influenced the fighting style of the Australians who went with the Australian Imperial Forces, and the maintaining of volunteering right through the war, so that in the last year of the war, 1918, the only fully volunteer army were the Australians.
Who is Raymond Augustus Stanley?
All right. If you'd asked me that 7-8 years ago, I would have said I have no idea. He came here as a cadet when submarine mining was the main defence for Brisbane. Bombs in the river. That was disbanded when the Australian Navy took over all things to do with water, and he became a signaller. And he trained young men here at the fort. And when the war was declared, he joined up straight away. And he led a troop to Gallipoli. And then he led the 5th Division Signals Company through the Western Front. When he came back, he continued to support returned servicemen. He was the chairman of the building of South Brisbane Memorial Park. And he became Lieutenant Colonel for signalling, the highest ranking soldier for signals in Queensland in the 1920s. He died in 1930, young. He was only 47 years old, due to what he'd gone through in those years of the war. And he got forgotten. But 7 years ago, his granddaughter turned up here at the fort with documentation, memorabilia, loads of photographs about him, and we just knew we had to tell his story, and that's how the night show got developed, the desire to tell this amazing story.
So this woman has just wandered in and brought this
yes.
treasure trove of material
yes.
to you. What was going through you? Were you there when that happened?
Yes. The ranger in charge, Roland Darling, and myself were just here in the office when she turned up. Her name's Christine Purvis. She was an ex-history teacher, and she was passionate about documenting the stories that she had of her family for her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And we were just blown away, especially when we realized in the learning more about his story that he'd been at all those major battles on the Western Front, Fromelles, Villers-Bretonneux, Amiens, so many. And what we learned was two of the soldiers we've always highlighted in our museum here at the National Park, they actually were signalers too, and they had served in the 5th Division Signals Company under Raymond Augustus Stanley.
I wonder how his name got edited out of history.
Probably not edited out, but there's so many stories. And I think time, you know, like in the introduction to this segment, time, it covers and layers. And those details do get lost unless people keep it alive. And Christine Purvis had this passion to tell her grandfather's story.
My name's Kat Davidson. You're listening to Ranger Daily Donnelly. We're talking about Fort Lytton National Park. And a lot of the time, Daily, when we talk national parks, they're beautiful. They've got these incredible walks you can take, these waterfalls. It's all about the natural landscape. This is a very different national park, and it also has a different personality at night.
It certainly does. We've started the night show again. The first one was last night, and a couple had come a few weeks ago in the daytime. And the first thing they said is, it's so different at night. And it is. The ambience of the fortifications with lighting and projections and sound comes to life in a very different way. And we use the fort not only to tell the story of the fort, because Ray Stanley was here, but we use the fort to go to Gallipoli, to go to the Western Front and return after the war. So we use the site, we adapt the spaces to tell the broader story of the Australians in the First World War.
How do you tell the story?
Well, it's just two actors, but we do use lanterns that provide ambient sound and lighting. There's projections that capture the moments of history in photographs that are very poignant, looking back over 100 years ago at these young men and boys. And we tell the story of the Australian nurses as well, and they're not to be forgotten. Over 2,000 Australian women volunteered to go and serve with the Imperial Force. And not to forget that many of them, they risked their lives and many were killed as well. So we're telling this story. It's very broad, but it all connects back to the site that you're in.
And you're hedging around this, Daly, but I'm not going to let you. Who are the actors in this story?
Okay, we have a very talented young Brisbane actress called Zoe de Plevitz, who is also passionate about history. So she really takes on the role of the nurse and really, you know, passionately communicates that story. And I get to play Ray Stanley.
Hooray! Is this your first foray into acting, Daly, or did you have acting on your resume beforehand?
For quite a few years, I studied drama at college in the UK and worked in theatre and education, community theatre. And when I came here, I was an actor for a long time before I decided I'm doing enough acting, doing the interpretive programs here at the Fort and at St. Helena Island and other places. So I decided I'd keep my acting to my job as a ranger interpreting sites.
How did you switch from actor to ranger? What appealed to you about that work?
Because with the heritage sites, and we are the heritage parks unit, interpretation is really high on our agenda. How do you communicate the importance of cultural heritage? Unless people can connect with its significance, it is just a lot of old buildings and parks. land. You know, you have to be able to engage with that history, connect with that history. And the best way of doing that I've found in my life is to bring people back from the past, to take people into an era where they can feel the constraints, the desires, the dreams, the energies of that time. And so I get a big kick out of being able to do that at these wonderful sites.
So tell me the logistics of Fort Lytton National Park. How do I need to prepare to be there for a day or an evening? Do I need to book if I want to come see you in full flight? How does it work?
Okay, the night show, you definitely have to book. So we've just got a Brisbane number, 33934647, and we can get you booked onto a night. But you don't have to book for a Sunday. We're open on a Sunday, and we have a wonderful community volunteer group, and they will provide information. In non-COVID times, they provide free tours as well. We also have the Queensland Military Historical Society here as well, and they have a museum here on site, which is wonderful. It's been open for a year now, and they have the most significant collection of historical items pertaining to Queensland's military history than any other place. So it's if you're into military history, that's a gold mine. But even if you're not, the stories are just amazing. We've got diaries from Gallipoli, from a man who served in the Second World War, and you know, we've even got personal items from General Blaney and Sister Kenny. So it's all great stuff. But no, you need to book if you're coming to the night show, but you don't have to book to come on a Sunday. We are open Monday to Friday. We are a work base. The site is open, and we do have self-guided brochures, so you can walk around the site and learn the history without having someone tell you about it.
I'm very aware that we're statewide at the moment, so people are listening mm-hmm. some distance from Brisbane. Do you find that people come from a far away to come see Fort Lytton?
Yes, people from Perth, Cairns, come from abroad as well. We get a lot of people who find us because Fort Lytton was built as a secret defence area, and it seems to have remained a secret. There are many people in the local area who say, I never knew this place existed. So yeah, we're tucked away. We're only a very small national park, but it is unique. It is a unique site, and so people seek us out. They find us on websites and things like that and give us a call and say, how do we get there? So
Well, there you go. Hopefully, as the school holidays approach and many of us are staying within the state, we might come down and pay you a visit, Daly.
That would be excellent. Thank you.
Daly Donnelly is his name. Fort Lytton National Park is the site we're speaking of. You can look it up. There is lots of information available on the website. If you look up Fort Lytton, that's Lytton, if it's new to you, National Park, on your favourite search engine, you'll find out all the information you need to know.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.